Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Saturdays are always good, but they're even better when college football's on TV. In less than a month from today, a month from yesterday, the first college football Saturday of 2019 will be in full effect. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. The coaches poll is out now. There's a couple teams with local ties that are on there. You got Texas and Texas A&M sitting at number 10 and 11. It's going to be big years for both of those programs. Year three for Tom Herman, year two for Jimbo Fisher. Very, very excited to see how that whole thing plays out. And I think we're going to get an early glimpse of those two teams and what kind of season it's going to be in week two when number 11 takes Texas A&M faces number one Clemson and number 10 Texas faces number six LSU. Head coach at LSU, Ed Orgeron, an interesting character to say the very least. Sometimes I don't know what the heck he is saying. Held a little pep rally yesterday. It was basically a Q&A with people from LSU, some season ticket holders and whatnot. He was basically sitting up there behind a podium and answering questions, and it went about how you would expect it to go. But I need your help here, John. I know you can translate Spanish for me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can translate other things for me. I have no idea what in the hell this guy's saying. So I need your help. Some of it is clear, but some of it is not. This is Ed Orgeron, and this is the one that went viral, the comment that went viral. It must have been funny because the people in the stands seemed to laugh at it, but I need you to tell me what in the hell he was saying here.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Salafusha wouldn't have ever got past number one. Anyway.
What the hell?
Play that again.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Salafusha wouldn't have ever got past number one. Anyway.
I'm glad you're going to have that raffle, and then it was just poosh, shoosh, shoosh.
And I'm glad you didn't have that raffle of Salafusha wouldn't have ever got past number one. Anyway.
What the hell did he say? I'm glad you're going to have that raffle, and then gibberish.
I have no idea. Here's some more from
713-572-4610. If you can tell me what Ed Orgeron said.
We got some people from Louisiana here. Translate that for me if you can. We need help from Loophole. 713-572-4610. This is some more from Coach Ed Orgeron at his pep rally. This is a little bit more clear, but it's showing his hokey personality.
Coach, you got a 12-game season.
Mm-hmm.
The SEC schedules eight of them.
Yes, sir.
You pay one of your staff $500,000 a year to schedule four cream puff games.
How about that, huh? Hey, and he's worth every dollar. How about that, baby? How about that, baby? All right. All right. Anybody else?
All right, that was easy. That was okay.
Yeah, you don't have to translate anymore. I just don't know what that first thing was that he said.
The first one is gibberish.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Salafusha wouldn't have ever got past number one. Anyway.
Would you want this guy coaching your team?
I'd want him recruiting my team.
I know he can recruit.
That dude can flat out recruit.
Yeah, he recruited at Ole Miss. I think he had a little bit of help from some of those boosters who just randomly pick up a guy in the middle of the street that happens to be the best player
Benjamin
on the team.
Franklin did help him.
Yeah, a little bit at Ole Miss. He was at USC where he can recruit, and now he's at LSU. I don't know that I would want this guy coaching my team at a big time program.
Well, the big knock on him is his coaching. I mean, he was an offensive.
I'm just talking about the way he represents at the podium and stuff.
It's college football. They love that stuff. It's Louisiana in college football. Come on now.
I mean, Les Miles.
Did you ever see The Water Boy?
Yeah, I've seen The Water Boy, and it was about as fake of a movie as
you can
see.
Well, apparently not, because The Water Boy is coaching LSU. That wasn't The Water Boy. It was the. Wasn't it the trainer or something?
Special teams coach.
Yeah, the special teams.
The yelling at the kicker, the good old kicker. This is more from Ed Orgeron, the coach of the number six LSU Tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah, coach, Coach, other than the Alabama game, what's going to be your toughest SEC game this year?
Well, what's the first one? Can't you get me on that, bro?
That was all right. But, boy, it's just, what was the first one? Some people might not have been able to make that out, even. But they were asking about the toughest SEC game. He said, what's the first one? You ain't going to get me on that, bro.
No, but honestly, John, I'm serious. Would you want him coaching Texas? Don't even take his coaching into account. You know all the stuff that goes into, regardless of whether you like it or not, you have to represent a university.
Mm-hmm.
So you're at Texas A&M. Let's not even take coaching into account. Would you want this guy going up there in front of Aggie boosters representing? And I know LSU is different. Maybe LSU is the only place where he can do this, and maybe Ole Miss where he did it before. But would you want this guy going up there at one of your Texas A&M booster events representing your university?
If he can win, I wouldn't care if he talked like that and dressed like Bozo the Clown. Win. I'm serious. As long as you're not doing anything really illicit. A little illicit I can deal with. You know what I mean? but as long as you're not doing anything really, really bad and you're not just a horrible person that allows, you know, the criminal things to go on, you know, the Art Briles stuff and stuff like that. As long as you're not that, I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you sound like. You can wear big clown shoes on the sideline. I don't care. Just get me 11, 12, 13 wins.
Here's some more from Coach O.
And for devil white job. How about a hand for devil white job?
What?
Wow. You know, and last year is gone, but I think about one word for this team: grit. When I think about Devin White, I think about grit, character, loyalty. Those are the things that win games. Those are the things that the people we're recruiting, that matters. Not if you're 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, that'll make a hill of beans. When you come here, you got to produce.
I love this guy. You can't not love that. You can't.
Oh, know. I love that he's going to be the coach when Texas plays in week two, because I'm fine with that. I mean, I know LSU's talented, but I'm just fine with Ed Orgeron on the other side of the sidelines. I just think it's crazy. I don't know what in the heck he's saying. I know that LSU's got a lot of talent, but my goodness, that's just a tad much for me. But we'll see how he does in year two. I will say this: if we're talking about college football, you do got to give them a little bit of credit, because not very high expectations for LSU last year, and they actually surpassed them. Maybe they were a little bit too low just given the talent there, but they actually did surpass them. Other stuff that sticks out in this coaches poll: you obviously have Clemson number one, you have Alabama number two, you have Georgia number three, and then you have Oklahoma at number four with the new quarterback.
You think that's a little over, huh?
I mean, I guess they've earned that respect when you win the Big 12 4 years in a row. That's fine. And I know that Oklahoma recruits at a high level, but I mean, you got a first-year quarterback in Jalen Hurts. You just lost the best receiver in the Big 12 in Hollywood Brown, but you do have some good ones. And you lost four of your five, and this is the most important thing. You lost four of your five starting offensive linemen who are all in NFL camps right now. Well, so I think that's a little bit, that's something to at least keep an eye on.
But what do the top four teams have in common? One, Clemson, two, Bama, three, Georgia, four, OU. Actually, five, too. Throw five Ohio State in there. What do the top five teams have in common?
They got really good coaches.
No, they consistently for the last 8 to 10 years, a little less than that in Georgia's case, had top five recruiting classes. I mean, these are reload teams. And if you have a reload team that consistently has a top five recruiting class and you're coming off a good year, you're going to be in the top five.
I just think there's always down years, and even with these reload teams, the one thing that I look at when I'm looking at college football teams is the experience on the offensive line. And obviously, you know, there are freshmen that come in and immediately make significant impacts on offensive lines, but there's a lot of development that goes into offensive line and the growth in your body and everything like that, to where, you know, eventually, you know, Oklahoma's going to have four more guys go to the NFL and be guys. And it could be these guys here, but I think inexperience on the offensive line is always something that I look at when it comes to these powerhouse programs, because they're always going to have studs. And Oklahoma still has probably the best running back in the Big 12. They got the best receiver in the Big 12 in CeCe Lamb, and they have the running back in Trey Sermon. But The offensive and their linemen, quarterback depth, the inexperience is, crazy.
Their quarterback depth, while it is inexperience, is pretty dang highly regarded.
Well, I mean, they've been nobody's benefited from transfers more than Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I mean, they had two transfers win the Heisman Trophy in Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray in consecutive years, and now Jalen Hurts goes over there from Alabama.
Who's won a national championship.
It's becoming crazy. And I think Texas is starting to benefit from this. I think A&M's going to start benefiting from this. You talk about the rich getting richer. We see free agency in the NFL. It's happening in college football right now with this transfer portal. And the reality of the situation is you can say that stuff goes on under the table, but for the most part, money, you can money whip somebody if you're the Raiders. Like, the Raiders can get Trent Brown to go there instead of staying in New England because they can offer him more money. Players want to go play on the better teams. So with the freedom of transferring now, the transfer portal, it's making teams that already recruit at a high level, it's allowing them to bring in transfers to where Jalen Hurts, who was one of the top recruits in the nation at Alabama, who won a national championship, is now transferring to Oklahoma, and he's following up Kyler Murray, who transferred there from A&M, and Baker Mayfield, who transferred there from Texas Tech. Free agency is a part of college football, and it's almost even more unfair because the kids aren't going to sit there. You can pay them under the table, but you're not going to sit there and be able to just completely money.
Well, the programs can pick and choose. It's like, you know, do you want to play in L.A. or Milwaukee? You know, do you want to play for Oklahoma or, you know, as a graduate transfer?
You want to go to Kansas State.
Or Kansas State. You know, they can pick and choose. They can let someone else develop their players for them.
And you know what?
You know?
I think you're going to agree with me on this. I think that's fine. It's their college. Some people say this isn't right. It's about more than football. This is their college experience. Mm-hmm. So if they want to go somewhere like Oklahoma, somewhere like Texas, somewhere like Texas A&M and enjoy themselves, I think it's fine. But it is adding a whole new element to things. Hell, Texas added a two-time ACC first-teamer on their offensive line this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy, but it's something to keep an eye on. But we can't wait to talk some college football with you during the season. We're less than a month away.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.